3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Blasting off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket launches for a journey to the International Space Station.
Live view inside the cabin.
On board are businessmen Larry Connor, Mark Pathy, and Eaton Stibb. Each paid $55 million for their ticket. Leading the crew for the 20-hour flight is retired NASA astronaut Michael Lopez Alegria. It's the first civilian astronaut team to travel to the ISS. NASA and others say it's a milestone in the commercialization of low Earth orbit.
The significance is this flight is something that NASA and SpaceX and its other commercial partners have been working towards, you know, where they are able to take commercial industry and put it into space. And so this is the first step into a broader world for that. So it's very exciting.
The mission is a collaboration between Elon Musk, SpaceX, commercial spaceflight company Axiom, and NASA. SpaceX directed mission control for the flight from the company's headquarters near Los Angeles. Spectators who watched the launch said they wanted to see history being made.
At my age, I don't think there's much chance I'll be back in America to see another one. So today was the day when I wanted to see the launch go up. I wanted to see a manned space launch go up.
There's so much to explore. There's so much unknown. You know, I mean, we talk about our world and, you know, what we haven't yet found. You know, the bottom of the oceans, you know, the top of the mountains. And space is infinite. You know, out there is unknown.
What a...
The team is set to arrive at the International Space Station on Saturday, and despite being tourists, they'll spend 8 days conducting scientific research.
Stage 1 landing light deploy.
Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.